to Texas and the R&B, country, and blues music of Delbert McClinton. He has a new recording out and spoke with NPR's John Burnett.
With his sandpaper voice and his crackerjack band, it's said that Delbert McClinton is the ultimate roadhouse musician.
My ship came in and she sung it. I was a toast of the town and she drunk it. I had a run of good luck and she ran it right into the ground. And now she's putting on a show and I get to play the clown. I had the wind in my sails and she took it.
On a recent afternoon, McClinton leans back from his table at Ironworks Barbecue, his regular haunt when he's in Austin. The singer looks dapper in khaki shorts, a polo shirt, and fashionable sunglasses. He passes up a plate of ribs. He doesn't want to look paunchy for the show that night. He tries never to let down his fans.
I've got a fan base out there that'd take a bullet for me. Best bunch of people in the world. They have supported me when I certainly had no kind of recording career going on. And they continue to come out, and it's a beautiful thing.
Indeed, they tattoo his name on their shoulders. They buy Delbert hats and tank tops. Every summer, 750 of them pay $1,400 for a Caribbean cruise to hear Delbert, Marsha Ball, and Asleep at the Wheel play every night.
My name's Emma Buttros. I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm a very loyal Delbert McClinton fan. I haven't missed a show in Austin in 15 years. I also drive to other cities to go see him and his band because they're awesome.
There's a local Austin custom where certain female fans throw their undergarments onto the stage while he's wailing through his set, which prompts the question, what's the deal with Delbert?
The Austin women find Delbert's music very sexy. The lyrics, and maybe he's just acts extra sexy in Austin because he knows we think this.
Ain't gonna ride no Greyhound, a midnight train. I'm going by jet propulsion to the promised land. I'm gonna run down through the terminal and jump over the chain and make love to my baby in baggage claim.
Aside from his unmistakable voice, McClinton's main instrument is the harmonica. There's a story that reveals just how long McClinton has been around. It was 1962. He was in a band led by rocker Bruce Chanel from Fort Worth, where McClinton spent most of his youth. They were playing at a club in England, and the leader of a hot young British band heard that Delbert knew his way around a harmonica. And that's how John Lennon learned a few licks from McClinton.
John wanted me to show him stuff on the harmonica, and then somewhere along the line later, he mentioned it to somebody that he was influenced by that, and then it got chiseled in stone. I taught him everything he knew. It's a good story, but like I said, it's been romanticized quite a bit. And then, you know, they hadn't changed the world yet. They were just another band. And we were all going to change the world. We were 22 years old, you know.
Over the next four decades and 27 albums, McClinton did not change the world as much as he wanted to. There were personal problems.
I was living a life where all I was after was the next little bit of cocaine, a different woman every night. I was trying to escape from my life. I've seen so many people do so many stupid things, and I've been one of them for most of my life, that in order to put some of those things to rest, I've had to write songs about them.
I started out the night with good intention, but I ended up getting sideways drinking wine. Well, the last thing I remember, we was roaring. Then something hit my head and knocked me from my conscious mind. I'm a victim of life circumstances.
McClinton has also had a remarkable run of bad luck with record companies. He records an album, and the label promptly fires everyone on the staff, or the parent company dumps the smaller label to which he's signed, or the label declares bankruptcy, which happened twice, or he gets locked into a bad contract for 5 years and refuses to record. which happened recently, and there are still too many lawyers involved.
That's been my whole experience, you know. So I've kind of got to where when something's going good, I get scared, kind of. I don't trust it.
After being ground up by the music business for more than half of his life, last year McClinton said enough is enough.
It brought me to the decision that I won't listen to anybody anymore. I'll do what I damn well please and what I think is right and what I want to do. And that's what I did with this record.
And fans and critics alike are saying it's one of his best. He wrote or co-wrote all the songs. They range from his signature honky-tonk stompers to a Jimmy Reed blues to a delicate Tex-Mex ballad.
She left a lipstick letter on the mirror, shattered on the bathroom floor. All I could put back together was never see me no more. Took all her clothes but one red dress, the one she knows I like the best. All I could do was clean up the mess and wonder where she had gone.
Contrary to the album's title, Nothing Personal became very much a personal project.
And I didn't have anybody looking over my shoulder saying, you know, we need to get this done here in the next week or so. And so I took like 10 and a half months, took my time, lived with the songs, made sure that I had them the way I wanted them. I can't say that about it, any other record I've ever done.
McClinton's problem was the record labels never knew quite how to sell him. Now, with the cruise ship, the merchandise, and Nothing Personal, he's completed his transformation into a cottage industry. McClinton paid for the recording himself. Now he owns the master and leases it to a record company. As his own boss, he doesn't have to fit into some label's marketing strategy.
The records that come out of Nashville right now are all so slick and pretty and perfect, and that was the last thing in the world I wanted to do. I wanted you to be able to hear the, what's the best way to say it? I wanted you to hear the human flaw in it, you know? I'm just going to start playing, and everybody's kind of coming in, and I'll start singing. Just try to get a groove going. All right? Let me know when we're ready. She ran out of luck and started sweating bullets. Tried to get a job, but she couldn't do it. Now she's living in a suitcase out on the street.
At 60 years old, McClinton takes it easier now. He naps in the afternoon. He's trimmed his grueling touring schedule to 3 or 4 nights a week, down from 7. He credits his wife, Wendy, and his 8-year-old daughter, Delaney, at home in Nashville, for keeping his priorities straight. He appears, by any measure, to be a man who's enjoying himself. Delbert McClinton says it best on this, the closing cut of his album.
I spent a lot of time in the past, kissing other people's ass. Now I'm where I want to be, sitting here watching the rain.
John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Took off my shoes and dumped out the rocks. Got all my snakes back into the box. Now I'm where I want to be, sitting here watching the rain.